Lord God, again, we want to say thank you for this opportunity to worship before you and to hear what you have to say to all of us as your children through your word. We ask, Lord, that our hearts would be settled, that our minds would be open, and that our ears will be attentive to what the Holy Spirit has to say. We thank you, Lord God, again for this opportunity. Speak to us now. Deliver us from any misconceptions. Deliver us from those things that keep us bound and not unified with our brother and sister. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. As a young child, I may have shared with many of you before, since we're family now, I may have shared with you my experiences as a young child and going to Catholic school. All of my young life, I was in Catholic elementary school. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, my first year spent from kindergarten through eighth grade were at St. Gerard Magella School in Paterson. And once I completed my time there, I went on to high school again in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, and I went to Paterson Catholic Regional High School. And there was something about All Saints Day as a young child that always made me ponder, made me ask questions. I always remember we may have been in language arts, and it may have been somewhere around November 1st. If November 1st fell on a Friday, we were in Mass. If November 1st fell on a weekend, we were in Mass on that Friday, just to commemorate All Saints Day. And on All Saints Day, what went on was we were to go to Mass. There were those persons who were named who had either died. No, they had died. And what we were taught is that these persons had gone on to heaven. And not only had they gone on to heaven, they had been beatified by the Pope. They had been canonized. And all of these persons, no matter what, were called saints. There would be candles lit. There would be worship ceremonies going on. And again, as a young child, just as some of our young children sat here, I always wondered, I wonder what this is all about. Well, since my days in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Paterson, I've learned a little bit more about All Saints Day. I've learned the Roman Catholic definition, but I've also learned the definition of being a Christian. I've learned the definition about what a saint is and how a saint is defined in the Christian faith. I think about St. Gerard, and I think about St. Teresa of Avila, and particularly St. Don Bosco. These were persons I remember who we were taught about, who we were tested on, who we were quizzed about, and I wonder, what is the difference between the saint of the Roman Catholic Church and then the saint that Paul speaks about, that Jesus talks about, that all of the churches in the New Testament are reminded of, and what the responsibility of a saint is and what they should be doing? Paul says in our scripture lesson for this morning, therefore I, Paul is talking about himself, I, the prisoner for the Lord, urge you to work worthy of the calling you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another in love, diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit with the peace that binds us. He says, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope at your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. And whenever I read Paul's writing, something says to me, All Saints Day is every day. Every day for those of us who live, for those of us who have confessed Christ, for those of us who say we are Christians, we are all saints. Saints in the New Testament are referred to those persons who are believers in Jesus Christ. Saints, when I was growing up in the Roman Catholic tradition, wasn't exactly the same thing. But nonetheless, I was rooted in my faith in the Catholic tradition. I was grounded in my faith. And then as I came into my own, I began to understand more of what the Holy Spirit was revealing to me as a young Christian woman. I understand that for those of us, again, who believe in Jesus Christ, we are all deemed saints. And in this conversation that Paul is having with the church at Ephesus, with the Ephesian Christians, it wasn't a letter of rebuke or reproof. It was a letter of strength and encouragement. And Paul was reminding the Ephesian Christians to take care of one another because we are all of the same body. We are all unified. When we had our demonstration just a few minutes ago, there's going to have to be some unity that takes place so that from generation to generation to generation, we all can understand that as saints of the Most High God, we have to understand how we are to get along with one another. How rituals can't divide us and traditions can't divide us and hymns certainly can't divide us. But what Paul was saying to them is, I want to encourage you and I want you to be strengthened. And whatever divisions that you might have among yourselves, work them out, because every day is indeed All Saints Day. And the words that our Lord have left us, the example that he has left us, is that we are all to work together, and we're all to get along, we're all to love one another, be patient with one another, show gentleness and kindness. And the truth is, how many of us, as all saints, do that all of the time? Nobody gets along 24/7. Nobody smiles 24/7. Nobody gives an encouraging word 24/7. But it is the challenge that Paul gives to the Ephesian Christians and gives to us today. Every day is All Saints Day. For those who have gone on before us, I can think of some persons, if I were allowed, that I would have canonized myself, although I don't have the rights of a pope or a chosen bishop. There are some persons like my grandmother, Viola Daniel, who died at 96 years old. I thought she was the sweetest woman in the world. And to me, she was. If I had to light a candle this morning, I certainly would light one for her. Not because the world may have recognized who she was, but as one who comes from her womb, so to speak, one who comes from this long line of faith and tradition, she helped me go on to the next level. So she would have been sitting in one of those chairs, and I probably would have been sitting in 2 to 3 chairs but before her or behind her. So when we talk about All Saints Day, it's great when we remember those who've gone on. But the truth is that their journey is over and our journey still continues. The truth is that they've done all of their work. They've believed, they've helped others, they've raised you, they've encouraged me. And we don't understand that the persons that we saw sitting in front of us today, these are representatives of all of the saints. If I get a warm hug from you and you've lost one of your loved ones, that generation, that love of Christ, it still continues and it still goes on. So even as Paul encouraged the Ephesian church, I encourage all of us today as all saints, because we do have a responsibility. It would be wonderful for me to remember Viola every chance I get. And I do. I do that with my smile. I do that with my faith in Christ. I do that with my compassion and my patience. And then if Viola were still here, she would say to me, Cheryl, you need to have a little more patience. You need to stop driving so fast because you don't want to hurt anyone else. She would tell me the things that I would need to groom me in the faith. She would tell me, as a young woman, you want to speak this way. As a young woman, you want to love this way. She would tell me and remind me of many of those things that the persons of the faith have shared with us throughout all of our lives. So when we began, before we remembered those who we love and love so dearly, we began with the scripture lesson. And Paul, again, was talking to the church at Thessalonica. And what Paul said was, we are not to grieve or to mourn as those who have no hope. Because for those of us who believe, we will see our loved ones again. But most importantly, we will see Jesus Christ. But for those who've gone on before Jesus comes again, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then those of us who are still left here on this earth will follow them in the sky. So when I think about All Saints Day, I'm not as confused as I once was at 6 or 7 or maybe even 11. But I have a better understanding now that Jesus recognizes me as a saint as well. I recognize you as a saint as well. And what we have to think about and challenge ourselves with is, how are we treating the other saints? How are we treating others who believed in Jesus Christ? How are we treating others who are sitting right next to us, who live in our own households, who we work with every day? How are we treating them? Paul says again, therefore I, Paul, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you and I to walk worthy of the calling you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another in love, and diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit with the peace that binds each of us. There is only one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope at your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. A lot of times when we hear the word calling, we often think of someone who has been called to the gospel ministry, the minister of word or sacrament, the elder or the deacon. But what Paul says and what the scriptures say is that many are called. Some are called to be pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists. Others are called to be missionaries. If you are just a layperson, don't think of that as something minimal. God has a work for you to do as well. God has service for you to give as well. Every day is All Saints Day, and nobody gets off easy. And that goes for me, and that goes for you as well. All Saints Day means that we have work to do each and every day as Christians of the Most High God. Paul goes on to say in verse 17, he says, therefore, I say this and testify in the Lord. You should no longer walk as Gentiles walk, those who don't know Christ, those who aren't walking the life, those who aren't Christians, don't believe in Christianity, don't care anything about the tenets of faith, care nothing about compassion, being genuine, being sincere, being loving, being giving, sacrificing, being obedient to what God says or what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, praying for those who don't look like you or I, praying for those who might be less fortunate, praying for those who may be more fortunate. He goes on to say, they are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them and because of the hardness of their hearts. They became callous and gave themselves over to promiscuity for the practice of every kind of impurity with a desire for more and more. That was also you and I one day. That can even be you and I today. But that's why we have to walk in the calling that was given all of us. And that calling is that of a Christian. If I waver at any one point and don't speak to the Lord, don't pray for others, don't seek God's face, I am this very person and my thoughts are wandering, my heart is becoming hardened. So I have to be aware, we have to be aware of what it is the Holy Spirit is saying to each of us, because we have to keep in mind that every day, as long as we live, is All Saints Day. And every day, all of us as saints, as believers in Christ Jesus, we have a responsibility. He goes on to say, but that is not you, the callous-hearted person, the darkened person that we just spoke of. That is not how you learned about the Messiah. That's not how we learn from all of these people, from all of the generations that sit before us. That's not how we learned about Christ. And assuming that you heard about him and were taught by him, because the truth is in Jesus Christ. You took off and I took off my former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires. We are being renewed in the spirit of our minds. You put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness and righteousness and purity of the truth. So as long as I live, as long as I'm a saint who lives here on earth, I want to remember the truth of what I've been told. The truth of what I've been told by all of these, by my mom and my dad, by my grandparents, by those persons who I've met, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to be taught by them. I want to be taught by the truth of Christ that's in all of you. But I'm going to be shown that by the love that I show. by the compassion that I show, by the patience that I show with one another? Do you all realize that some persons aren't as far along in their faith as many of you are? Some persons are looking at you and saying, boy, I wish I could be just like them. But if the truth be told, whenever I hear someone say that about me, I'm thinking, wow, Cheryl, what are they really striving for? Is it what they see on the outside? Is it what they see with you being mounted in a pulpit? Or is it what they see when they see you every day on your way to work, in a car, at Target, at the diner, in your youth group? What is it that people are striving for? All Saints Day is a beautiful day, but what is it that people see in you and I as Christians that they are striving for? Because we are their hope, and we are the light as the light of Christ is in each of us. So as I got older, I'd never thought of All Saints Day as the same way. I guess as a young child, I was really getting off easy because I was just told you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to do that, and then it's all over. But again, as the Holy Spirit enlightened me and enlightened my understanding, and as this word of God continues to come alive in my life every day, I have a better understanding that every day is All Saints Day. And all of us together as the children of God who have believed and professed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have a responsibility. And we don't have the responsibility to those persons who have gone on. Of course you want to honor the memory of your mom or your dad or your grandmom. Of course you do. Because they've always taught us, represent me well, remember what I taught you, sit up straight, pull your dress down. But what I want to remember, I want to honor the Christ that was in each of them. I want to honor the faith that was in each of them. I don't want to just go on tradition or ritualisms. I don't want to do that. I want Christ to be pleased with me and the fact that I'm trying to live out this Christian race and run this Christian race in a way that is pleasing in his sight. Paul goes on and Paul talks to the Christians at Rome. And what he says about righteousness being by faith alone. He says, brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God concerning them is for their salvation. I can testify about them that they have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Because they disregarded the righteousness from God and attempted to establish their own righteousness. They have not submitted themselves to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for the righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is from the law, and the one who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith speaks like this. Do not say in your heart who will go up to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will go into the abyss, and that is to bring Christ up from the dead. On the contrary, he says, what does it say? It says that the message is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the message of faith that we proclaim. And if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. Now the scriptures say, everyone who believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, since the same Lord of all is rich to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, every day is All Saints Day. And no one gets off easy. We all have a responsibility. I have a responsibility just as you have one. And what we should do from this point forward is to remember that we are considered saints. We are considered the righteousness of God for those of us who do believe. And even as we go into our communion later on this morning, we should take a few moments just to meditate and take the time and talk to the Lord and confess to him and say, Lord, I want to be a better saint. I want to be a better Christian. I want to do those things that, as we talked about some months ago, for those of you who might have been here in the summer, that would put us on the roll call of the faithful. If some of you were here for that, we had a lot of vacant seats after we went through the whole roll call in the book of Hebrews. So whenever I think of that, I think, you know what? I want to be one of those saints. I want one of those vacant seats to have my name in it. But I do understand that as long as I live, every day is All Saints Day. And I have, and you have, a responsibility as the saints of God to bring the message of Jesus Christ to all of the world. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you again for speaking to us on this morning. We thank you for the challenge that your word brings, for the correction that your word brings, but most of all, Lord, for the love and compassion that your word brings to all of us. We ask that even at this time, you would prepare our hearts to receive the Lord's Supper, that we might receive the Lord's Supper this morning in a way that we have really examined ourselves and reviewed in our hearts those things that we can do better as we continue on this journey of faith, because we want to recognize that every day is All Saints Day, and every day we have a responsibility to you and to your kingdom. We pray and ask of all of these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.